Another House Democrat calls on Biden to exit race, democracy will hang in the balance. By Hannah Knudsen on July 11, 2024. Democrat Representative Brad Schneider of Illinois is one of the latest House Democrats publicly calling on President Joe Biden to step aside in the presidential race. The Democrat lawmaker, who serves as co-chair of the Congressional Israel Allies Caucus, said in a statement that Biden now has the opportunity to secure his legacy and boldly deliver the nation to a new generation of leadership. Schneider explained that the stakes are too high in the election, asserting that Trump and his administration would install policies that are an absolute threat to the very core of our nation. The congressman also bizarrely asserted that a second Trump term would tear apart our economy, further devastate reproductive freedom, threaten our national security and degrade our vital leadership role in the world order that we helped establish after World War II. We are faced with a stark choice: be resigned to slog through this election praying we can successfully defend our democracy, or enthusiastically embrace a vibrant vision for our future, building on the extraordinary foundation President Biden has created for our nation over the past 4 years, he said, making it clear, "I choose the latter." While he said he loves Biden and is grateful for his leadership, he said it is time for the 81-year-old to heroically pass the torch to a new generation of leadership to guide us to the future he has enabled and empowered us to pursue. Schneider added that Biden now has the chance to pass the torch and seal his place in history as one of the greatest leaders our nation, and history, has ever known. "I fear if he fails to make the right choice, our democracy will hang in the balance," he concluded. The statement comes despite Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, urging Democrats to wait until the conclusion of the NATO summit to make their true opinions on Biden's future known. Representative Pat Ryan, DNY, is among those who did not wait, saying of Biden, "I'd be doing a grave disservice if I said he was the best candidate to serve this fall. For the good of our country, for my two young kids, I'm asking Joe Biden to step aside in the upcoming election and deliver on the promise to be a bridge to a new generation of leaders," he added.